Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, The Word Heals, and it is based on John chapter 4, verses 46 through 54. Today's study describes what John calls Jesus' second miracle. His first miracle was turning some water into wine at a wedding feast in a place called Cana. On his way back to Cana, Jesus was met by a government official, also referred to as a nobleman. Just how important this person was or what he did, we are not told. Who or whatever he was must not be confused with a similar account of a centurion who made a similar request as this nobleman. The nobleman used a word described as begging or pleading for Jesus to come to his house and heal his son who was near death. In contrast to the centurion did not want Jesus to come to his house because he did not feel worthy that he should. The official was very concerned because his son was nearly dead, and Jesus was his last hope and option. Jesus used this occasion to point out the need of people to see over the call for us to believe. While the works that Jesus did helped to establish his claim as to who he was, he knew that everyone would not be able to verify his claim with their eyes and would have to believe the testimony of others. After insisting that Jesus come to his son's bedside before he dies, Jesus told the official to return home because his son lives or is healed. The nobleman stopped insisting that Jesus come to his house and decided to believe Jesus and took him at his word. There comes a time in the life of every believer when we must stop insisting on evidence or proof and just believe what was said and done concerning Jesus. Once he decided he believed Jesus, he headed home and was met by some of his household telling him that his son has recovered. When he inquired as to when his son began to recover, his servants told him that it was the same time Jesus told him that his son would be okay. In our life today, there are going to be many things that happen we can't explain, many tragedies and incidents we wish would not happen, and many events and miracles that have no explanation in any science we are aware of. This is where we are called to believe without seeing, without fully understanding, without knowing the why of God's way of doing what he has done, is doing, and shall do. At some point, believers must stop insisting on seeing and just start believing. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspectives on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking our online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.